Welcome back to the Gas Boys Podcast. I'm Gavin. This is Parker. And we're about to call Christian because he's on his honeymoon.
FaceTime is crazy. I thought you were just going to call him.
You said FaceTime him.
You said FaceTime audio, and I said you can do it on your phone. That is what I said, I think.
Yeah, FaceTime is crazy.
There will be a lot of times where I'll, while we're recording, I'll say, I said this. Like, no, I definitely said this. And then you listen to the recording, and that's not what I said. But in the moment, I was so convinced that I had just said,
oh,
whatever, man. Like, how much does that happen in real life?
We're going to call him.
I don't think he's going to answer this.
He answered.
Oh.
Wow. Wow. Sorry I FaceTimed you. That was crazy.
That was inappropriate.
That was inappropriate. Did you see I tried to FaceTime you? Yeah, sorry about that.
Oh.
Oh. Oh, what the heck? Oh, hi, Haley.
Hi, Haley. Mrs. Smith.
Yeah, Mrs. Smith.
And Mr. Smith. I love the way that sounds.
Yeah, Mr. Smith. That sounds nice. What are you guys doing? How's the honeymoon so far? Oh. Wow. I knew this day would come, and it's so exciting.
She likes it so far.
It's a funny show.
I forgot how good it was. I haven't seen it in a few years.
Yeah, Mariah and I have been watching that recently. We love New Girl.
Yes, we love it. We are recording.
Oh, you are?
Yeah. You are in the microphone right now.
Ooh, nice.
Yeah.
Nice. Is it just you two? Did I hear a third voice?
Yep. It's me also. I don't know. No, it's just us.
Gonna do another voice.
Is there somebody else?
No, we were maybe going to record with Bryce, but he had to leave today at like, he had to leave Longview at like 5 a.m. And he was just real busy the last couple of days. Mm-hmm. And I tried to invite Nate. He thought it was a sympathy invite, so.
That's funny. He should have. This would have been the perfect opportunity.
Yeah, but the stairs are tough for his knee.
It's just a surgery. Well, what have you guys been up to? What have you guys been up to? This is the last, I don't know, how many days you've been married now?
It feels like forever. Feels like forever.
3 days.
Yeah, it does feel like forever since we've seen you.
We got married on Friday, and it is Monday. Saturday, we drove to the airport and then flew to Miami.
Miami.
Saturday night, we stayed in Miami. Okay. Then yesterday, we drove from Miami to Marathon, Florida, which is like halfway down the Keys.
That had to have been a beautiful drive.
Oh, it was beautiful.
I kept checking your location to make sure you guys got onto your flight in Longview. And then I saw that you're in Miami for 2 days or for the next whole day. So I was hoping it wasn't like your phone got left and you guys got kidnapped or something.
Yeah, that's actually... No, we got on with like some time to spare. Ended up taking about like 20 seconds to get through security.
Yeah. That checks out.
Yeah.
He sounds different.
He sounds like the dad.
I want to rent a jet ski tomorrow. I haven't done that yet.
Oh, yeah.
That'd be sick.
Have you ever driven one before?
No, I've never.
Neither had I until I did.
Sounds incredible.
It was awesome.
We've been engulfing ourselves in the culture. What is that called? I feel like engulf isn't the word that I was like.
Engorging. You've been gorging on.
Yes.
What is the word?
What is that? You know what I'm looking for.
Immersing?
Immersing. Oh, there you go.
So I was going submersing and immersing.
So we need lots of seafood.
Nice.
We went to some seafood. Tonight? Yeah, tonight we cooked dinner. I bought like some like snapper.
Oh, okay. Yeah, some red snapper or something?
Yeah.
Fun.
And so we cooked some dinner.
We had some hogfish.
Yeah, yesterday I had hogfish. It's like a local here, and it's only allowed to be spearfished. So they don't. The restaurant we're at doesn't have it, but they like had one come in that day. And so I had a hogfish sandwich. It was awesome.
Have you had the, it's like a hawk something. Oh, the hawk tua. Have you had that yet?
Yeah. I have.
Beautiful fish, local to the Keys, actually. It's native species down there. Oh, I'm thinking of the hawk tuna. Have you had that?
Oh, yes.
Good stuff, I've heard. Elusive. Yeah. She is a fickle mistress, I tell you.
But when she reveals herself,
a real treat, I will say. Yeah. The tuna, this certain type of tuna fish.
Really? She's not convinced.
Not convinced.
Yeah, must have not seen it yet.
I guess.
We found a great fish, beach. It's like 10 minutes. It's like the best beach on the whole Keys, and it's like 20 minutes from where we're at. It's awesome.
Nice. Is that where you sent the picture of the pizza last night? Your pizza pics? The pizza pics, is that where they came from last night?
Yes.
Nice.
Oh, no, no. That was right outside our house. Oh,
okay. No, yeah, I remember that, actually.
Yes, but I'll send you pictures of that beach, dude. It's like blue, like Gatorade blue water.
Exciting. Like, ooh, you drink it?
Gatorade blue sounds awesome.
I don't know why I'm speaking closer to my mic, thinking he's in there. I fed a stingray
with my hands.
Oh, wow.
There's like a pool full of stingrays, and I hand-fed them. It was epic.
Oh.
I'll send you a video of that.
Did you touch them?
Well. Yeah, I touched them. They were huge. There were some, like, normal size ones, and then some that are like massive,
like a manta ray.
Yes, Haley's sending the video. It's woo-hoo! Crazy.
Yeah, send it.
They have like kind of teeth too. I got bit. They had so they like gave you when you I paid to feed them, and they give you like a stick, like a long stick that you can stick in the water and it feeds them.
Mm-hmm.
But we were next to me when we were there. Is it recording still?
Yeah.
Okay. Good podcast story. Next to me when we were there, there was this Australian guy.
Oh.
Like this family of people from Australia, and this guy was like talking to like his little daughter, and he's like, "No, like I'm not gonna do his accent." He's like, "Watch," and like just grabbed
Walk.
His. He's like, "Crikey, I'll fight him with me hands," and like put the fish. It's like little minnows. Put it like between his knuckles and stuck his fist down in the water, and they just like swarmed it and like just sucked the fish out of his knuckles.
Oh my gosh.
And so he was like teaching his little daughter how to do it, and I was like, if she can do it, then. So then I just put it in my hand and then stuck my hand down in the water.
Dang.
And they sucked the fish right out of my necks. Haley's sending the video. It was pretty crazy.
That is crazy. I'll play that on. I'll play that on here.
But it was like they gave you a like an actual pole to do it, and the worker wasn't there when I did it. But that Australian guy, I would not have done it if it wasn't for Steve Irwin.
Literally, Steve Irwin is next to us.
Yeah.
Oh. Dang. That's crazy. That's where, I think that's where they sting you, is on the bottom side.
I thought it was their tail.
No, they clip their stingers.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I was going to ask if they've been de-stung, de-stingered.
Yeah, I didn't know that. I thought that they were just like, didn't want to sting you.
Dang.
But then Haley asked the worker, can they sting?
Because I wasn't
going to
stick my hand down there.
Yeah, I mean, it's a stingray, so there, safe assumption.
Yeah, that's fair.
And then we fed tarpon, and we fed... I got, like, the pass where you just give you all the food, so you can feed wherever you want.
Uh-huh.
We fed lobster, tarpon, tortoise. I hand-fed some of the stuff. It was awesome. That was probably my favorite thing of the trip so far, was the aquarium.
Yeah, that's sick. Yeah, those things are... giant. Would you ever eat a stingray now after feeding one?
I don't even know if you can. You eat stingray?
I have no idea. You can probably eat
anything.
They don't
look like they have very much meat on them. It'd be like a pancake.
Yeah.
The only thing I didn't feed was the sharks, that you had to be like there at a special time to feed the sharks.
You can go like in the water though and feed them.
Ooh.
That would be cool. Pretty
cool. Tomorrow we're going to go feed some dolphins. Go jump around with the dolphins.
Oh. That'll be fun.
Yep. And,
wow.
That sounds like a good time.
pretty insane.
Is the house pretty nice?
Yeah, it's very nice. We're like right next to the ocean. And it's if you want, yeah. No. But yeah, it's like it's not, yeah, you guys would like it. We gotta do a vacation like next year with all three of us and,
oh
our,
my goodness.
And our wives.
That's, oh my so goodness. Wild. Is this Christian?
Oh. How's the episode going?
Good. Oh, it's good. It's pretty much at the the what's it called?
Middle.
Conception.
Oh yeah.
Then it's climax.
Yeah. Getting there. Hopefully.
Lord willing.
But then we're gonna go. We haven't been to Key West yet. We're going there.
Oh wow! So you're going all the way down.
Yeah, we're pretty close to Key West. Like I've been going. I've been going down. Like, I think I'm not gonna say it.
Yeah, better not.
We're like probably 50 miles from Key West.
Okay, that's not bad.
Cool.
We're like 60 miles from through Key the West. Keys. And we have 50 miles left to the end. Oh. So it's literally like an hour drive to get to Key West.
Sweet.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So awesome.
How's it been there? Have you guys been doing anything crazy?
Well, Mariah and Hannah are both gone these next couple days.
Oh, yeah. What the heck? I saw on Be Real, Haley said road trip. Where are they going?
They're going to the ARC conference in Fort Worth.
Why are they going to that?
Because, well, your dad invited us, but like Gavin and I weren't able to go. Mariah was able to go though, and then Hannah. So it's just like a leadership thing.
Oh,
I guess.
Mm-hmm. I wasn't able to go because I had accidentally booked a job over it because I hadn't put it in my calendar yet.
Dumb.
Whoops.
Idiot.
So like,
but
8 weeks ago.
So Nate has invited me over to their house for dinner every single night. So tonight went over there. Well, today I worked for the LCS concert at church and then went over to Nate's, ate some hot dogs. We ripped 4 boxes of Donruss Optic.
What?
That he had bought today. What?
You have a Donruss there?
He got some from the Longview shop today and he was going to run them on the stream and he was like, we should just open one. Open one, got hosed. And then he was like, should we open the second one? Because he was like, man, I'd have to sell these for $20 each to make some money. And there's nothing worse than watching like packs go for $3 when you could have just ripped them yourself. So he slowly convinced himself. And then it got down to 2. And then
he was like,
okay, so do one more. And then, or Nikki was like, if you guys say the same number, we'll open the fourth or the third one. Say either 2 or 4 because we had pulled 1 and 3 already. And she counted down. I said 4 and Nate said 2. And we're like, okay, retry. And then we both said 4. So we opened box number 4. And as we're cutting it open, I'm like, are you really just going to run 1 box tomorrow? And he was like, no. I'm like, but we got it. I opened a pack with a sick Jane Daniels in it.
Oh, let's go.
Pretty good.
Nice. Yeah, you guys, anything good? Was that the best card?
That was the best one. But yeah. couple bows, like good amount of rookie quarterbacks in there. You got a Knicks auto today out of from the Longview guy and the bunch of stuff cool. He bought. Yeah, cool stuff.
I got to sell that McDaniels at some point.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you do.
It would be fun to get a grade just to see if I can get a 10.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be so sick.
Yeah, that came right here. And it is hot as in the studio.
It's real sweaty up here.
We're going to have the AC on like days in advance.
To keep it cool. Or throw some insulation under the floor.
Is that what is sucking us?
I think so.
Probably.
Yep, that's all we've been doing. Put up some walls for the house. Build and frame it on the day after your wedding. At like 5 a.m. So, not really at 5 a.m., but 7.
Oh, yeah.
The wedding was pretty good. The wedding was good.
Yeah, it was so fun. Was fun. Dude, the auction.
That was.
I don't know if you want to talk about it next week or. Actually, it still won't be back next week.
And we'll talk about whatever we want.
Oh, yeah, true. Wait, what? No.
Yeah, we'll be back by Tuesday.
Is this episode coming out tomorrow?
Yeah.
Yeah, this is tomorrow's
episode. Oh, gosh. Then, yes, I won't be back.
But, yeah, so we ran. They did an auction for who gets to eat very first at the wedding. And it was before the bridal party and everything.
Oh, yeah, what the heck?
I didn't know they were going to do that. But, it started. Yeah, all the money was going contributing towards their honeymoon.
I think at first, because she didn't say directly, this is for the honeymoon fund. She was just like, we're auctioning off this. And then she was like, guys, this is for the honeymoon fund. And then it seemed like it kind of got rolling a little more.
Yeah, like got up to like $60 and was kind of slowing down. And then my dad goes, 200. And then after that, it just exploded.
Snowballed.
Ended up going up to 410 or 420.
400. Gavin and I were about to go. Gavin and I were about to go on 350, and then your uncle Jake put up for their table
for
350, and then the other guy did 400, and everyone was like, "Oh yeah, that's too much."
That was so awesome, though. It was so fun.
Yeah, that DJ did great.
Yeah, she was the best.
Yeah. Well, the thing was, I figured we'd get more if it was like. Or even before the bridal party, because
people
was gonna go first. Mm-hmm. Like even if we didn't do an auction, there'd be a chance that your table would go first after the bridal party. But like before the bridal party,
Great call.
Everyone's gonna copy it now.
I know, guys. You're gonna get so rich.
I want to see that at every single wedding, and I want to bid every single time.
Yeah,
I just love bidding people up too.
I know.
Yeah.
1,000.
Like, bring a gift, then it's a chance for like, I guess.
Here we go. This is my gift to them.
Yeah.
And then if I don't get to go first and somebody outbids me, then I guess I keep my money.
Perfect. Dude, there's a frozen custard shop here in town that we went to.
Better than Andy's?
No, not even close. Actually.
But it's still fun.
Good fun custard.
That's the best pizza I've ever had here.
Yeah.
The 7.7?
Dave Portnoy's 7.7, so...
That's crazy.
He is a stickler.
He is.
He said it's hands down the best pizza in the Keys.
Oh, wow.
That's awesome. I love pizza.
It was pretty good.
It was really good. And we just got cheese, so we're going to go back and get some. They have a bunch of other flavors.
Does he only do it with cheese?
Yeah, he says a slice of cheese pizza.
Interesting. I mean, if you can't make a good cheese pizza, what are you doing? You can't make anything good.
Like, how's the crust? How's the sauce? How's the cheese? That's the most basic foundational elements.
Having pizza tomorrow night?
Oh, pizza tomorrow?
Yeah. You could probably come, too.
Yeah, probably. He texted me tonight and asked if I wanted to come, but I was meeting with my group, so. It is hot as in here. I bet it's really nice and cool there. Well, at least in your house. Hopefully.
Oh, it is.
All right, well, we'll see you guys in like 2 days.
Yep, see you. Can't wait. See you guys here.
Can't wait to try that pizza.
Yeah. Pizza's going to be so good.
Oh, literally.
Yeah. Oh.
That'd be so. You guys should fly out. No. There's an airport here on Marathon Key.
Haley's like in the background. No. No.
Don't.
Next year. No. We're not on our honeymoon.
What if we all die?
Yeah.
Before next year.
Literally true.
Okay, we'll go at the end of this year.
Okay. We're not going to die before the end of this year.
We'll be fine.
Probably not. End of this week. What if we did end of this week?
Yeah.
That sounds good.
By the end of this phone call, we'll be there.
Yep. Go unlock the front door. We're here.
Imagine.
Go look in your closet.
Yeah. Turn around. Open the cupboard under the sink.
Absolutely.
They go open the front door just to check.
Also, we're on Key West, like a more well-known airport.
Oh.
That's a good idea.
Man, he's tired. He's so bored of her already.
He's so sick of just Haley. He's like yawning and.
Oh, maybe we're boring him.
I know he misses PUBG.
Yeah, he's already. One of the first things we got here is like, oh, I'm sure about my Xbox.
I can ship it to you if you want.
We could. Hey, you can use that honeymoon money from the auction to buy yourself a new one.
There. Go buy a travel Xbox.
Temporary Xbox.
That's actually a great idea, Gavin. I can't believe you thought of that.
Yeah, maybe. No, they probably would. I'll sell off his marketplace.
There you go.
Oh, yeah. Boom. Bingo.
Easy.
All right. See you online in about half an hour.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. You can't let us go.
Well, well, have fun on your honeymoon. We just wanted to call and check in and see how it's going.
Oh, yeah. It's going good.
All right. Well, we'll talk to you later. Have fun.
Yeah.
All right,
bye.
Peace.
Real chatterbox.
Real chatterbox.
I was going to talk about the auction after the phone call, so now I don't have anything to say to you.
Now you have nothing to say?
Yeah.
I was thinking about this, though. So here's the deal. We're now all the gas boys are wedded. We're all married. Mm-hmm. So that was kind of the vision of like, oh, you know, in a couple years, we're all going to be married. We're there. So I was thinking about it today. What do you think? And we're going to answer this for Christian.
Okay.
By the way, we're going to give his answer of what he thinks. But where do you think you will be in the next 5 years? What does your life look like?
You mean, where do you think I'll be in 5 years?
Not at this moment in time.
Oh. Like, what do you think is going to happen in the next 5 years?
Yeah.
I'm not good at these games.
Oh, really? Okay, what was the other question that you thought I was asking?
You just said, where do you see yourself in the next 5 years? I thought you wanted me to go, like, step by step.
Oh, no, just in 5 years, where are you going to be?
Right. Yeah, I'm not very good at this one either.
Really? You don't.
You're not a
visionary?
No.
What do you think? What are you? What are you, then?
I don't do well. Like, I don't do well. 5 years is such a long time, but okay. Then it's also like, I'll look at some athletes and like, dang, they've been in the league for 7 years. I remember when they were day one. I remember their rookie year. And I do that with a lot of athletes. That's kind of my...
Your thing is with athletes.
But I don't know.
You can't think about yourself.
Maybe have a couple of kids. But Bryce and I were talking today.
Uh-huh.
Or not today, but... On Sunday, after we did the training and everything, him and I stayed back for a little while working on some more stuff and just talking. But it was a good talk, and it got me thinking just about like what I want to do, what my priorities are, what how much time I can dedicate to what things. And then we were talking about kids, and he was like just bringing up, and even like when he was saying, when you're at Andy's, and just talking about. Yeah, like having to remind their kids, like, okay, dad's going to be leaving and like next Thursday going to Texas, and like talking to that about them a lot, or talking to them about that a lot before it happens, and just like making sure
mentally
they're ready. And so I've always just thought like about having kids as just like, oh yeah, like it doesn't, like it's not much of a difference in between having like two kids or four kids,
mm-hmm.
but. Just how he was talking about how like
different each kid
Annie
is
so emotional and Nora is not emotional really at all, like up to a point where she will be crying out of her eyes, but her face is fine. And she says, mm-hmm. no, I'm fine.
Mm-hmm.
When she was like two or whatever.
One,
which is crazy to be able to make it. That's not obviously not, that's not even something that's socially trained.
Yeah, that's just not normal. There's
just like, that's her personality that is uh-huh. in her. It's not like she learned that somehow. But yeah, how different kids can be and how much time each one is going to take and how much attention each one is going to take. And like, I don't want to take away from other, like, what do I want? Yeah, it's all just time.
So and this like, is how you're saying you don't want to do the podcast anymore once you have kids?
No, but then him and I were talking just about how I was like, yeah, it's crazy. Like when we started doing the podcast together, it was just like a fun, like hobby thing.
Mm-hmm.
We were all single, like none of us even dating anybody or anything. And then first one was you with Hannah. And then, Christian with Haley and then me with Mariah, and then all getting married. And then pretty soon, like, what's going to happen when we all have kids? Because the shift went from we can just sit in this box for
five hours.
That's exactly what the time that I use.
Really?
Yeah. We can sit here for 5 hours and goof off and get a good amount of recording. I can spend however much time editing on this as I want.
Put together some
fun. It doesn't matter. Yeah. Do stuff like that, which I totally took advantage of that.
Didn't take advantage of that.
But then, like, now we're married, and now it's like, okay, I can't just consider my time.
Mm-hmm.
It's also Mariah's time, too. And it's not that, like, spending time with her is, like, a chore or a task, but it's, like, it's something I want to do, because there's a lot of things that you want to do, but you have to prioritize and be intentional of, like, this is not fair to Mariah for me mm-hmm. to spend this long on this thing and then have to spend a few more hours editing, and she's just like, we're together, but like we're not actually getting to spend good time together. And then, like, yeah, because we're working all day and then have things most nights and not getting, like, you're together a lot, but then it can kind of feel like you haven't really
talked
or, like, had good quality time together, which that doesn't, like, hurt me
mm-hmm.
as bad. I feel like her, even though I really appreciate quality time, but I don't know, it's just different. And then, like, you have kids now, and what he was talking about, because he, for years, he'll be often at the church. They practice Thursday nights, and mm-hmm. he has to mix the set for the sanctuary, make sure it's all tuned in.
And then do it for
the live stream. Then he has to do the live stream as well, but he can't really do it as well as he wants to until after they're gone and he can play back the
everything.
So he has to wait till practice is done, especially if he is on drums that week or singing or guitar or whatever. And then he is at the church until like 2 a.m. And he's like, it's a conversation that him and Alicia have often. Even a couple weeks ago, talking about it, where like, why do you have to be there till like 2 a.m. on Thursdays? Because then you're exhausted. And he's like, well, like, Fridays are bad because Alicia goes to work that day. And so that's like his day with the kids and he gets intentional time with them. And then Saturdays are harder because it's like their family time. Like, they're all together. And then.
Oh, for time of just him and Alicia then.
Yeah. And then he's like, so I could like go on Saturday night, but then it's like, why? Like, that would be like my time, like our
with
time
to get
together, or like his time with Alicia after the kids go to bed. And so, like, it's all just like constant communication of like, are you like, how are you feeling about this? And but then once you add kids too, that's more stuff taking your attention.
Mm-hmm.
Not that would make me be like, oh, it'd be too hard. I want to have less kids.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's also like, okay, you also have to.
What things are most important that you want to do.
And make sure that you're like protecting yourself and your like relationship with the Lord, or your relationship with your wife, and now your relationship with your kids, and now raising up your kids to have a relationship with the Lord that's not like negative
mm-hmm.
or not like, I am offended at the church because it always took my dad's time away from me,
uh-huh.
which that can happen to a lot of like pastors' kids, I've heard.
Yeah.
Anyways.
But Hannah and I were just talking about that, or we have a conversation. We talk about that a lot because for me, like quality time is my love language. And how I see quality time versus how she does is I see it as if we're just together. We don't even have to be always talking about anything. But like if we go to some deal with a group of people and work together, I see that as quality time, which I understand it's not just one-on-one. And so there was a while where it was, okay, I don't know why you are upset because I feel like we spend a lot of time together, but honestly, we weren't ever spending just the time together, just the two of us. Or if I would go work all day or all week and then I want this time, which she was always great about, but just understanding that it's not just me and what I want to do.
Yeah.
And like, oh no, tonight I want to stay up a little bit later. I don't want to have to go to bed at 10 o'clock. All that stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, Mariah's a big go to bed at the same time.
Oh, really?
Person. Yeah.
Hannah is too.
Yeah.
I didn't know if she was, because we'd always be up. There was like a span where we were up every single night playing Xbox. Yeah. All of us. And this was before Christian was married, obviously.
I mean, he's gonna whoosh.
Yeah.
We're never seeing him again.
Yeah. Me, Parker, Christian, and Nate, we were playing Xbox like every single night. Most nights for a couple weeks, and it was awesome.
It was awesome. But
then I was never going to bed with Hannah at the same time, and which I enjoy that too, obviously. But you know,
right? But it's like, also, this is fun.
This is also so fun. We got a couple casual rounds. Let me just play some casual rounds. And so that's a conversation we've had a lot of, just like figuring out, like, okay, I don't want it to be like, because then every time I play video games or something or do something else, I feel bad. And so we're like, okay, let's each think about it and talk about it, think about it separately, and then come together and talk about it, of what we think is a reasonable amount of time for us to be able to do this, or you being able to do this, but then also spending time together, or, you know, not every night of the week, having to go to bed together at the same time, but obviously making that a priority to still do that, which I am tired. So I want to go to bed at the same time. Mm-hmm. So,
but I naturally want to stay up late. She naturally would go to bed at like 8 PM.
Oh, that's crazy.
And so, yeah, I also feel like 8 PM? It's hard. Like if she could, she would like the, but yeah, we do so much stuff in the evenings and so much like
whatever. I mean, I'd probably be like that too,
but no, you wouldn't. Yeah. Like I naturally will stay up late. Like when she was gone on the bachelorette trip, mm-hmm, I was up till 1:30. I don't really know why. I just was.
She was.
And I was, oh no, I do know why. I was editing
Rocket League.
I was editing the podcast.
Oh.
But I also got done and I was like watching the rest of the Stars game and I was just hanging out and like I was texting with James and he was like, why are you up right now? Like, oh, Mariah's gone. And he's like, oh yeah. He's like, that's nice for like a couple of days sometimes. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, it's like, weird. And
come home. Different.
Yeah.
Please. Yeah, we have tonight, Tuesday night, and then they're back Wednesday evening.
Mm-hmm. And then Mariah's going to...
Yeah, then she'll...
Well, it's a surprise, so I'm not going to say it. Not that anyone would hear this surprise. Sure. I'm not going to be the one who ruins it.
Yeah.
It's also tough to not, like... You don't want to feel guilty for doing things that just you like and, like, mm-hmm, by yourself. And you also don't want to make your spouse feel guilty for stuff like that. But, like, even... Like when Mariah and I went to Tyler on Saturday to take the suits back and everything and just to hang out, go shopping, whatever. And the Duck spring game was on. And so for a little while, I had like that turned on and sitting up on like the dash, kind of watching it. And it's like playing the audio over. I could just tell that like she wasn't really enjoying that. It's not like she was like pouting about it or just like whatever. But I was like, that's probably not, like, she probably doesn't love this, mm-hmm, like the day that I said we would spend together. I'm also listening to the
Duck game, Duck not paying game attention,
and it's like I don't really care that much about this game.
Yeah, it's a spring game.
Yeah,
Dante Moore looked good though.
He did look good, and couple of wide receivers, DeCorey Moore, he looked really good too. But anyways, this has been the Gas Boys Marriage Counseling Podcast. Thank you guys for listening. I hope you are blessed.
Hopefully you have a 5-year plan.
Yeah.
Parker did not answer my
question. Oh, yeah. I didn't want to. That was my way of getting out of your question. But all that to say.
He doesn't know.
I have no idea, because I would have never guessed I would be where I am now and 5 years ago.
That's beautiful.
Which is crazy to think about.
That is crazy.
Because in April of 2020, we thought the world was ending.
That's true.
Not really. I was never scared.
I was never afraid. You're so brave.
But I would have never thought.
Yeah, we'd be right here right now.
In Texas. everyone, like, I live here. I'm married to this girl I met at camp way back 2017.
Your life has more of a trajectory now, though. Can never say.
Not a good one. But yeah, you're also, I feel like when you're younger, it's easier for your life to change. It will change
drastically,
more dramatically, quicker. But I don't know. Maybe I have a couple of kids by now. By then, 5 years.
In 2030.
Oh, yeah, definitely. At least two. Lord willing.
We'll have kids. It's going to be awesome. What's on my phone?
What did I write down that's fun to talk about?
Oh, that is cool, Parker.
What?
I don't know. Amazon Pharmacy?
Yeah, so I saw this ad. It was just kind of... I would think I was watching a hockey game while I was in bed. While Mariah and I were going to bed at the same time. I was laying there on my phone watching the hockey game.
I'm sure she loved that.
She loved it. No, she was actually fine with it.
The Dallas Stars are awesome.
And an ad came up for... Like, you can have a chat with an Amazon doctor. Like, you go onto Amazon.com, the website that's online shopping. And you can talk with a doctor. And then they will prescribe you medicine, and then they'll ship it to your house from Amazon.
A real doctor.
Apparently. Like, that seemed so insane to me.
There's got to be a limit to what they can prescribe you.
I don't know.
From an online doctor? Actual
doctor, yeah. They're
what's like ZocDoc? Actually,
I don't think they ship you meds.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Shipping meds is crazy to me.
They're just like the cartel, but
that's got to be so vulnerable to abuse. I mean, how do you think drugs get to the pharmacies? Do they make drugs at pharmacies? Mm-mm. They just bottle them. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, the drugs get there, they get shipped there. So people are shipping them. It's not like they're necessarily smuggling that, but out of an Amazon package.
Maybe they put some together at a pharmacy. I don't know. I think they just package them, though.
That just seems wild. Especially with people stealing stuff off people's porches, how often that happens. You steal someone, you got, oh, free
opiates. Someone's blue chips.
Yeah.
That'd be hilarious.
That would be tragic. I don't think that's a prescription. I think you can just get that.
Yeah, maybe.
I don't know, though. Haven't looked into it. Don't want it. Don't need it.
Don't need it. Don't want it.
I'm actually sweating in here.
Yeah, me too.
But I took a shower. I thought you would have a more adverse reaction to that. I thought you'd be like, that's insane.
Whoa! Not a lot surprises me these days.
I thought you'd really be angry at that, though, or not like it. Not a fan.
I'm not a fan. But.
Okay, good.
But,
where do you see yourself in 5 years? Try to make it funny, though, because this episode's been kind of a drag.
Yeah.
I spoke for like 8 minutes uninterrupted, so that's going to be a treat.
And then Christian spoke for 15 minutes.
Yeah, oh, my goodness.
It was awesome, though. People love it. People want to hear what his married life is like.
Do they?
How often do we need to, like, introduce ourselves to people, new listeners?
Yeah. Yeah, just because of what Bryce said, how he was listening to one of our episodes, and he's like, I just noticed how now you get, it's just like, you hop right into a conversation. It's just like,
yeah, it's just like, oh, these bang. People
are going in town. So.
This is our podcast. So.
Right. But we're not very seeker sensitive. If this was a church, people would not know the gospel. Okay. They would not know the good news of the Gas Boys and what we do and why we're here. But you'd probably figure it out if you listened to it for a couple episodes.
Yeah. I'm Gavin. That's Parker. Christian's on his honeymoon.
Christian's gone.
And he's deal usually with here. That's it. What else do people need to know about us?
Where you see yourself in 5 years? That's
in 5 years. I see myself very successful. I don't know if I'm making a joke, but that wasn't even funny.
that was a joke.
I don't know what I'll be doing for work. Maybe I'll do sales of like what I'm doing now.
Gross.
I don't think so. I don't think here, I can do that.
I'm going to sell you a builder.
Yeah. Right now I'm in carpentry and bathroom remodeling and do head to toe bathroom remodels.
Yeah, you do.
And I don't know if I'll, I think I'll probably be done with that and I'll probably be in full-time ministry.
In 5 years?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
I don't know. Maybe sooner, maybe later. Maybe never.
Yeah.
Always be serving, but we'll see if I actually end literally up. Yes. Always serving. But definitely got, we'll have kids. We're building a house right now with my in-laws. They're building a house and we're building a 2-bedroom house above the garage, mm-hmm. above a 3-car garage. So pretty excited about that. We've been framing right now. So I don't know if we'll still be there. Probably not, but could be. I think it's pretty smart when you have the opportunity or ability to save money. Unlike, we'll be in a pretty decent sized house. So do I want to go buy a house that I don't really like that much and be in debt to live in it? Or my goal is to have the cash to build a house.
You hear that? The cash.
To build a house, all cash. Yeah. Buy the land, build the house, no debt.
That would be nice. At age 30. I just don't want to piss away all my money. And also, it seems just like I don't want to buy this old piece of crap house and make payments on it. And what if it sucks? What if I hate it here?
Yeah. That's why I want to build.
The housing market crashes and I'm screwed.
That's why I want to build. The property right next to us, the lady lives there. I would like to buy it from her someday. It's 15 acres.
Build a house. Kind of out of
main
town.
Yeah, but we're still like 5 minutes from everything.
Yeah, that's true.
Which is awesome. I like this spot.
Great spot.
It's a great spot. Do you like it out here or would you want to be in town?
I like it in town, especially right now with the allergy season. I had the worst eyes. I've actually had a worse, but I had no eye drops with me today out of this job. And I got back. I literally had like hives.
You like the concrete jungle.
Yeah. In the springtime. I think it's because it's humid here and it's stickier. I think the pollen was sticking to my skin and I had hives forming around my eyes and on my cheeks and on my arms.
Dang. I have some.
And then I went home and put in eye drops. Or like I went and stopped by
saved the you.
Home before. I went back and they saved me.
Yeah.
Oh, we got it. I don't even want to talk about Kanye. I'm not even going to say it. He's cooked. Yeah. He's gone too far. He's been too far, and he's probably not coming back.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Pretty sad. Pretty sad. That blue on your hat looks like his Jesus is King Blue album.
Oh, yeah. This is me. What's that called? Oh, when you like say something without saying it.
Oh.
I don't know. And it's like supposed to be subtle. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Somebody out there will get it and they won't comment it because we don't have anyone that listens in comments.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I'll understand it when I listen back.
Statement?
It's not an Easter egg.
I don't know.
Oh, what's that called? People, it'll usually be like something racist. Like, mm-hmm. Oh, he's whatevering like white supremacy. Like the okay sign, I've seen people think it's W for white and then P for power. But it's like you're doing something. I don't know. ChatGPT would actually know. I used ChatGPT today at work and everyone thought I was a genius.
Because you use ChatGPT?
Yeah. Or just like they were trying to split up teams for the duck pin bowling.
Yeah.
And Robbie was like, oh, I thought I had like some like randomizer app thing on my phone. And I would just like typed in the ChatGPT. I was like, split these people up into two equal teams, random equal teams. And I did that. And I was like, here, chat did a list for us. Like, wow, thank you. And I bowed and they all applauded for me.
That's awesome.
Yep.
And they lifted you up onto the table.
Yeah. Parker. They all chanted my name.
Yeah. This has been such a fun episode. So not funny, but that's okay.
Apologize for the energy in here, guys. The vibes are just off because it is hot. And when it's hot, I can't think funny things. I can think, I can, if I get locked into a serious conversation, then I forget my surroundings and I'm able to just lock in on that.
Serious.
But if I'm trying to just like pull for jokes and it's hot, I can't do it.
Yeah.
That's definitely the problem.
But we'll be able to next week because it'll just be the two of us again, no Christian.
And we'll pre-cool the studio a little better.
Yes. Get some insulation on the floor.
Yeah. Thank you guys, all of you loyal listeners who have stuck with us through
this episode.
Through just the entire thing. We've had people who have listened for a very long time.
Yes.
That's pretty cool. That's probably the only reason we're still doing it.
It is the only reason we're still doing it.
That's exactly why we're still doing it, because I wouldn't want to not do it for those people.
We're doing this for you. So if you have any comments or if you want to message us on Instagram, do it, and I'll check.
Oh, and sorry. Ryland posted us. What, he did an ice bucket challenge thing.
What?
And he tagged us. He tagged Gas Boys in it.
We'll do it.
I don't want to do it.
We'll do it. I've had two other people tag me.
Really?
Yeah.
You only had 24 hours to respond, so it didn't happen. If somebody else tags us, though,
we'll do it.
We'll do it. I don't even know. I didn't even know what it was for. I thought it was like some with US, like University of Southern California.
Yeah, me too.
But it's actually like some mental health thing.
Yeah.
And apparently the guy, this is what Ryland told me. He said that the guy who started it, like two of his friends committed suicide within like the last month. And that's how he kind of, why he kind of started it.
Dang.
So that made me want to do it more.
Yeah. It's always tough with that stuff because I'm like, I don't even know.
I didn't want to be a sheep and do it when I didn't know what it was for. But now that I know what it's for, I get it.
Yeah. Okay. Do it.
Or we can just do it in like a year after everybody's done it.
And bring it back.
Bring it back.
Yeah, that's cool. But we appreciate all you loyal listeners and friends. Not,
you know what?
Not listeners.
My
friends.
Associates. Thank you.
Peers.
We didn't even talk about my speech at Christian Davis wedding that murdered.
Yeah, Parker had a murderous speech, but we'll talk about it next week.
And the whole wedding was great. We didn't even recap mine hardly. And I feel like when Christian gets back, it's going to be like old news. So maybe we'll talk about it a little more in depth next week.
I'll write it on the
whiteboard. If you guys want it, I mean, you guys got to tell us what you want. We'll do it.
Come on. My eyes are on fire inside my brain right now because it's so hot in here.
All right. Thank you guys for listening. Hope you enjoyed the marriage counseling and the honeymoon interruption.
This was the real life episode.
Yeah, because we never have boring episodes otherwise.
No.
All right. Peace.
Peace. Gas boys talking.